Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, a 106-year-old high school diploma plus Jimmy Carter and top hats all coming up right after this.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
But go stomp, 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 stomp. Whoops!
Crash!
Oof! The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
Could you play that again?
We can play this all day.
Do that again. I want to hear that again.
What goes stomp, 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 stomp? Whoops!
Crash!
Oof! The Chick McGee Accidental Home Improvement Service.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Right now, we return to the sports desk here in the Bob and Tom program with Mr. Chick McGee.
Is this a record? Well, by gosh, I'm going to call it a record if it's not a record.
Stupid world record.
106-year-old man from South Carolina has received a high school diploma.
Wow.
WPD TV station
reports. Is that to the wrong address?
Mr.
Wait. You're not going to even give the call letters?
No.
Why not?
Because I don't want to. You go ahead. You can.
WPDE.
Mr. Fred Allen Smalls received his diploma from Georgetown High School at a recent ceremony.
Oh,
Smalls'
nice.
Granddaughter, Ms. Berdilla Kennedy, also a very old woman.
Yes.
So this guy's 106?
For him.
That's great.
Area old man, all son, also old man.
Where's he applied to college, you say?
He's going to Europe first.
Said
he's taking a gap year?
Yeah, a gap year.
That's hilarious.
The granddaughter worked hard for more than a year to put it all together, she said. Explained her grandfather, attended school.
Wait a second. Took him a year? Who's the dick that said, why didn't they go, yeah, let's do this next week? The guy's 106. The clock is ticking.
Well, but other people work very hard to have a high school diploma, and just because you've gotten to 106 doesn't mean you get one.
This guy worked his whole life, raised a family.
So wait a minute. He didn't go back to school to get it. They just sent it to him.
You know what? I think you subscribe to Patton Oswalt's theory. He said if you get to the age of 100 in this country, you should be allowed to commit one murder a year.
Oh.
I didn't know that's what he said, but I'm right. I'm with him, right? I'd go with 72, frankly.
So he didn't go back to school. This was just an honorary diploma.
Yeah.
She explained her grandfather attended school in Plantersville in a building in the woods without a name.
Well, who cares?
What do you mean, who cares? This is a great old man.
So many people did back then.
I think Pat might have a song coming up about this school in the woods with no name, I think.
Could that be
possible?
Oh, God, is the school in the desert?
Yeah.
He completed grades 1 through 5 in the woods without a name. And when he was a teenager, Smalls and his buddy, Abe, moved to Mullins, Lincoln.
Right.
To seek employment in the tobacco industry. There he attended Mullins High School and completed the eighth grade before moving to Washington, D.C., where he worked until retiring in 1960.
Tobacco is a cash crop.
He retired in 1960? Whoa.
Jesus.
I hope he had great retirement planners.
And now he's achieved his...
You would have thought maybe he could have gone for the GED back in 1960.
Are you going to have enough money to retire and live comfortably for the next 70 years?
Hey, by the way,
I have four reverse mortgages.
do people who have a GED...
They're raping me!
Do people have a GED, do they have like a reunion? They get together once a year. Hey, remember that Saturday we got together and took that test? Yeah, that was cool. Yeah. Remember that guy over there?
Yeah. You know what?
They don't.
You got to do what you got to do.
Yes.
Good for them.
I think I'm glad they gave this guy the degree.
I'm not.
He didn't earn it. You're right.
There it is. The school of hard knocks.
No, he didn't deserve it. No, he didn't.
And who cares at this point?
They probably gave us...
He probably doesn't even know what it is.
What do I have to do, lady, to get you out of my office? Get my grandfather in. Okay, yeah. Fine. Yeah, now leave.
Hey, Grandpa got the diploma. Yeah, look, he's wearing it as a bib. Yeah, he doesn't know.
Well, most... Right.
He's got applesauce on it.
Let's face it. Most high school graduates this year, they can only graduate if they can vape. So this guy is too old school.
Yeah. I've been smoking him, you queer.
And also... While Tom's at it, don't forget to...
Sticking it to the youth.
Stay off Tom's lawn while you're out. Okay.
I'm sure the guy's a great guy.
How old is he again?
106.
I heard that both presidential candidates may pick this guy as their VP.
Now there's...
He calls them whippersnapper.
A nice joke. Yeah,
did you hear about this guy's... what is it called? He's doing a senior prank.
He is.
He's going to die.
Oh. Well, he got us.
I thought he was taking a nap.
Yeah.
I think this... Did you see this story about Jimmy Carter? They have announced that for the first time ever, a former president who's still alive will be honored as the official White House Christmas ornament.
What?
Yes.
They're making this man...
They're going to hang him from a tree?
They're going to make him an ornament. That's right. Oh. No, it was an ornament that's unveiled, and every year they do a yearly series issued by the White House Historical Association.
They're ornaments with his face on them or something.
Yes.
I see. Yeah. Well...
Hang him on the tree.
I just know they celebrated such as a celebration can be.
His 99th birthday.
And he's been in hospice for a year.
Yes. Carter's ornament is shaped like an anchor in nod to his Navy service. But it's the first of the U.S. presidents to be honored with an official White House Christmas ornament while still living.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
By the time Christmas comes.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
That's... Might want to put an asterisk on that. But hey, look, I don't blame me. I would never have brought that up.
Oh, I think you would have.
You just said it.
You would have.
Oh, sorry. I was just thinking it out loud.
Actually, I thought that too when I read it.
Well, there are probably people out there that collect all the...
Oh,
White
I'm
House
sure
Christmas
they
ornaments.
Are every year. Yeah.
Poor sad bastards. Sure.
Sad bastards.
I got every ornament.
Where's my White House
Christmas
tree?
The White House tree in 1973.
Why is that sadder than you having...
I beg your pardon?
57 years of Redskins crap.
I would I admit...
Yes or no, true or false, do you own?
Huh?
Or have you ever owned... Now, or have you ever been the owner of a Washington Redskins or Commanders, now with their new name, a Christmas ornament?
I can tell you I don't have a Commanders ornament, but I do have... I think there are a Redskins ornament around. I think I have a Joe Theismann ornament around here somewhere.
Mm.
But yes, the answer is yes. Yes.
See, that's cool.
Yes, but it's not on a tree.
We need an updated Tom ornament. It's very ceremonious at our house every year.
You put up the Tom ornament?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Oh, when the breaks start, I'll write that. I got an idea for a new one.
Yeah, I think
you
should.
Oh, good.
I think you should do that.
Because it's a ceremony in my house, too. Every year, I take it home and throw it into the fireplace and watch it shatter and burn.
Every year, I give away, for Christmas, I give you guys something with my picture.
Every year, I pull the ornament out of my ass and put it up on the tree.
Oh.
I wear it all year.
No. We really do.
That's right there now. All year long.
The same
hook
photograph every year. And the most popular gift of all the ones I've ever done.
And what do you base this on?
I know what you're going to say.
I know what it is.
What is it?
Dog
toilet
bowl.
Paper.
The
dog bowl.
Dog bowl.
Everywhere I go, people ask me where my dog bowl.
I can't believe it. I have a Tom dog bowl, they say.
Can I get one of those, please?
I would love a Tom dog bowl.
No, I'm enjoying this. I've never heard two asses speaking
simultaneously. I tell you what. You know, I had my dog bowl so long, it licked the paint off of the
center. What a pleasure to meet you. May I have a dog bowl?
Our dog bowls now are a faint outline of your lovely
visage. Our dog bowls now are a faint outline of your lovely visage.
I can get them in metal.
Metal?
I've been doing some research.
They have metal.
Now, I've also found, I can get, there is a place that will make a small sculpted insertable things for
butts. Are you talking about butt plugs?
Are you going
to Tom, I need you to know that if
Tom Griswold butt plugs.
If you make those for us.
Let me tell you something. Don't you say something like Tom Griswold butt plugs unless you intend on coming through.
I've done the research.
Oh, you need to know if you give me a butt plug with your face on it, I'm a using it.
Don't think for a minute it's not going to get you.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a practical gift.
Yes.
Okay, let's see now. I'm sorry, is that sports?
No, world record's coming up.
Okay, well, you know, this guy that's 106 getting his...
It's sweet.
Of course. These things are always
the
sweet.
The best thing about this, if you see a picture of this guy...
He looks 106.
Yeah, but he's got a top
hat.
Every
year of it.
No, I love this. Come here, Josh.
He has a top hat?
He's got a top hat. He's wearing, what is it called? Not a tux, but a morning coat and tails and a white bow tie. Isn't that great?
That is great.
And this guy's worth his whole life. He deserves...
He's not in a cap and gown, for God's sake.
That's cool.
He's special. Yeah, he's got a top, a big top. When's the last time you saw someone in a top hat? That just looks great.
Yeah, good
classy
point.
Classy guy. Good for you, sir. Congratulations.
Yeah, classy guy. Where's a top hat? Yeah.
Could I pull off a top hat, do you think?
Sure, why not?
Yes.
Maybe wear it here with headphones.
If we could get
I don't know how you're going to use your headphones around them, but that
now, right, the famous top hat wearers right now, the most famous probably is what, Slash?
Probably,
Mr.
yeah.
Mr. Peanut.
Oh, the one alive now?
Yeah, Dave Lincoln, Mr. Peanut,
Dr. Demento.
Yeah, that'd be a good one for connections, by the way. Have Dr. Demento, Abraham Lincoln, Slash, and Mr. Peanut to try to figure out the
top hat.
Yeah. That's a good one. I bet they use that. Right now, I want to do a quick quiz. Christy, don't give me that look. By the way, that's a beautiful jacket you're wearing today.
Thank you.
You know what it looks like?
There you go.
It looks like a jacket a ventriloquist dummy would wear.
All right, here's the thing.
Stick your hand up my ass and I'll talk for you.
Everyone's right here. Like, it is very nice, but chicks dead on.
It has subtle, wide, vertical stripes.
Yes.
So it has that kind of circus feel that chickens have. Right now, we return to the sports desk. Is that correct?
I meant
another one.
One more. Oh. My favorite world record of the morning.
Really?
How many times have I said that?
Not a lot.
Zero. An electrical engineering student in Germany has broken the Guinness World Record for the fastest modified ride-on toy car.
Yeah.
I did it. Mr. Marcel Paul at Fulda University. We sing to thee, O Fulda. Our praises loud and long.
So you go to FU and the horse you rode in on.
Fulda University in Applied Science earned the record with a souped up rideable toy car that reached a speed of, anybody want to guess? Okay.
I don't know.
92.24 miles an hour.
Oh, so we can ride it on the Autobahn.
He said he spent 10 months conducting research and modifying the toy car into a record-breaking vehicle. He said it was his personal goal to exceed 88 miles per hour because that's how fast the DeLorean went and back to the
field. So I was kind of envisioning, one of those Barbie Jeeps.
Okay.
Modified to go. This thing really looks like a
go-kart.
It looks like a go... How much of an original toy car is left? It looks like a go-kart.
It even has a Porsche, like...
Yeah.
That's different than the... Well,
oh, it looks like a toy to me.
That's the same, but...
It's just only in that it's very small.
That, what, 90?
No, that looks like a plastic little race car.
Well, that's not the picture I have.
Oh, okay.
Maybe there's two.
Well, I think what you're seeing, it's... I have a picture. It just looks bigger... In this picture, then there you can see
them
on it.
Oh, that's definitely a toy there, yeah.
That's definitely.
Whoa!
And the guy's lying down. He looks like he's doing the luge.
Yeah.
And he's got a thing on his helmet that projects the...
He's going so fast.
He's got the steering wheel right there by his joint. See that?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Joint.
Oh, yeah.
You got
Okay, well.
Steer right there, about to, down by your crank.
That's right.
Stick shift.
Hey, put it by your stick.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah.
It's a all stick right. shift.
You're all right. Right.
I got all the yeah.
He's got fireproof padding around his nuts.
Oh, yeah.
Just in case anything goes wrong.
Steers with his dick.
Is that is that sport?
Yes, sir. Wherever you go, whatever you do,
Mark,
always be a good sport. Christy?
A lot of people dealing with the cell phone outage this morning. A lot of phones are coming back slowly but surely.
I have no one who loves me, so I don't care about it because...
I love you.
I love you too. My God, let's... Finally!
What the hell is going on?
I don't know. I think we're going to be okay. Is it?
We're going to be okay, but okay. That brings up Apple has warned customers not to put their iPhones in uncooked rice if their devices get wet.
That was the standard thing. You get a baggie full of rice, right? Heave the phone in there.
The new guidance, which dispels a piece of long-held conventional wisdom.
Is this from the Apple people?
I swear I'm going to come across this.
You know, Tom, he's always said this. He believes in it, and you've just put him out adrift. He doesn't know what to do.
Oh, the Apple people's advice probably is buy a new one.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Just guessing.
No, no, that rice thing doesn't work. Not at all. No.
Yeah, they need to increase their sales somehow. Yeah. That's their problem.
This is from the Apple people. They say that you should let your phone dry out on its own. The company said submerging devices in rice can actually damage them. Users are advised to unplug their phones from the power adapter and gently tap on their phone with the charging port facing down to let excess liquid drain from the device.
It's like it peeing. It looks like
yeah.
it's peeing.
Yeah.
When you do that, it looks like it pees.
I've got a feeling next week Apple's going to be releasing iRice. the branded
special kind of
special
rice.
Yeah. Do not eat this rice. It's strictly for drying out your phone.
They also suggest you leave your phone in a dry area with airflow and avoid using heat, compressed air, or cotton swabs. And they say it could take up to 24 hours for the device to dry completely.
All right. Have you ever had to do it?
Nope.
Oh, I have.
And you dropped it in a toilet, didn't you? I'm surprised you didn't just get a brand new one.
Yeah. I'm guessing, I don't think you've really told us how many times you've dropped a phone into a toilet. Yeah. I'm guessing many.
Just the one.
I don't believe
it. I'll tell you what, I did it not too long ago, and I did a really deft swat. I got, and I got it, so it missed.
Really? Oh, it started to fall into the toilet.
Yeah, and then I did a whack.
Ooh.
They were whacking the toilet, Josh.
Did you use your hand?
When I lived at home.
That was funny.
What'd you say, Christy?
Did you use your hands? Because he's standing there peeing. He could have been. Never mind. Yeah. Whack. Yeah, I'm going to whack you up the head.
she's suggesting I hit a homer.
Yes, exactly.
Did he use his hands to whack the phone?
Yeah, there you go.
It is very funny.
I still don't get
it's
it.
It's my fault, Chris.
I know, but I okay.
Am I the only one who, when I'm peeing, my phone is in my pocket?
Mine
you
is
weirdos.
Not even in my, not even there.
I yeah. don't ever look at my phone. I'm far above it.
I'm a slave to my device. I have to look or else I'm nothing.
That's right. Or as I like to say, 99% of Americans.
If I'm in there for more than 1 minute, it means I'm doing Wordle.
you still call it Wordle?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
there's
could call it Turtle.
So anyway.
You, sir.
Oh, I'm coming for you.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
John brings his skewed sense of humor. Jeff brings tips to cut strokes off your next round. Together, it's those weekend golf guys.
They'll pay a lot of money to PXG and Titleist and Callaway and on and on and on. Right? How many yards do you think you're going to pick up with that extra driver? I think I can get an extra 5 to 10. What if I give you 15 to 20? Can you pay me more?
Jeff Smith right? teaches on the sliding scale.
Those weekend golf guys, the podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.